verse 21, and also James chapter 1 and verse 21. Amen. You'll find these words according to the King James Version in Matthew 7, beginning at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand.
Yeah.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We can look at James chapter 1 and verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you for all that have taken place here today. And as we go now into the teaching and into the preaching of your word, I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding, that I would rightly divide your word and that I would rightly apply your word. I also ask, Lord, that you touch the heart, touch the ears of all that are under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Jesus. So that after the teaching and the preaching of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Having shared those verses with you today, and they are very familiar verses. Amen. Some of them, we refer to them again and again, from time to time in our teaching.
Yeah.
And amen. Having shared these verses with you today, we want to use for a thought just for a little while. Be a hearer and a doer of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. Amen. We live in an age where people are slow to comply with instructions. Amen. In other words, they are slow to follow orders. I watched a few episodes of Cops the other day. Anybody ever watch Cops? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys. One of the alarming things about that is I watched it as many times when people were approached and they were given orders. Many times they acted as if they did not even hear what the officer said.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground. They want to stand and have a conversation. Why? Listen, let me share this. Let me share this. I've been in a couple of meetings of calling Pennsylvania together. And what we are doing is, as pastors, black and white, meeting along with some of our county officers. And what we are doing is trying to hopefully see some ways that we can have harmony among ourselves.
All right.
Amen. And one of the things that we really were interested in is the perspective of the officers.
Amen.
And so they have been in on some of our meetings. But in order for us, amen, and one of the things that, as I said, we haven't got to that far in the meeting, but one of the things that that stands out to me, as I said, when we watch cops, is that people do not comply to orders. Mm-hmm. Now, young people, old people, middle age, amen, what you have to understand is when you are given an order by an officer, you should do your best to comply to that order.
That's right. That's right.
Because here's what happened. The moment you resist,
that's right,
they begin to view you as hostile.
That's right.
And so they go into a hostile reaction.
That's right.
Now, I'm just kind of tossing this in. I want to get back to hearing and doing the word of God. But I wanted to get this in because sometimes we have these interactions and then we want to say, well, my child was this. They're good at home and they this. And that may be fine. That may be what they are at home. But when they're out of your sight, you cannot, amen, truthfully speak for their behavior.
That's right.
Amen. So just briefly getting back to that, if you are in, amen, an interaction, if you're stopped, teenagers, if you're driving and you're stopped, whatever the officer asks you, just do it.
Do it.
I mean, we did it right.
That's right.
I mean, if he says, show me your permit, don't ask him, why do you want to see my permit?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You will save yourself a lot of frustration if you just take your permit
that's
out
right. Mm-hmm.
And show it to
that's
him.
Right.
I know I was going to do a sitting lesson today.
That's right.
But it's our culture today. People do not want to follow orders.
Amen.
They don't want to follow orders. They want you to follow them.
Okay.
And everything don't work like that.
No,
right. So, amen. As I said, you know, when I watch cops and they tell the people they chased them, a half a block or a block, and then they tell them to get on the ground and they still want to debate. Hey, you already have put the officer, amen, in a reactionary position.
Right.
He already viewing you as hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all hearing me?
Because
I don't, it's my prayer that I don't be reading about, I don't like to read about any young people in the paper. But I surely don't want to read about them at Fairview. And if I do, I want to know that I have told you.
Amen.
Come on now.
And I'm sure your parents are telling you. I'm sure your parents are telling you. But know that the pastor told you to.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. To comply with authority. Not only police officers, but in the school. We've gone through this.
Yeah.
In the workplace. If you got a job, show up on time, do a good job.
Right.
Don't go in late 3 days a week and then ask the boss why I can't get off. Well, you've already been off 3 days.
Right.
Being late.
Right.
Hmm? But here what we have today, amen, in this passage that we shared with you, very familiar words, and it boils down to hearing and doing. Hearing and doing. Verse 21 says, not everyone. These are the words of Christ.
That's right.
And he says, Christ says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. God has instructions for us, amen, in order to walk with him, in order to fellowship with him. God have instructions.
Amen.
This is why I say again and again that when some teachers say that we're saved by grace, and I understand that, but when they say it's nothing that you can do, you're already saved. That is disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes some think, well, I got a free pass here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do anything because he said, right. I'm saved, there's nothing that I can do.
Yeah.
I said, Christ died on the cross, I can't die on the cross. That's true. All of that is true.
Yeah.
But there is words that we must, amen, comply with.
That's right.
So Jesus says here, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many. Now how many is many?
A whole lot.
And he's not just talking about preachers. He's not just talking about pew members. He's just saying, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works. Amen. Saints of God, this is a caution to us to not just simply hide behind the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes we live lives that are not pleasing to God, but we utter the name of Jesus and we think that's a cover. Just so we say, Jesus, we're covered. But look what the Lord says here. He says, amen, they're going to ask the question. See, here we go. Someone want to know why. God said, you can't get in. They know why.
Right.
Did we prophesy your name? Did we cast out devils? Man, we were doing some stuff, Lord. And he said, I will profess. Then I will profess, I never knew you. Depart, ye that work iniquity. You see, you have to understand that sometimes people use church, people use the name of Jesus for their own personal, amen, glorification.
Amen.
They use it for their own personal elevation.
Yeah.
And if I say, Jesus, then everybody is going to be with me. They'll push me up. They will say this because he talks about Jesus. But if I'm doing it just for personal elevation and acknowledgement, amen, it is not pleasing to God, and I will be in this number where he says, depart from me.
Yeah.
I never knew you.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. And then the Lord goes on, amen, to share this saying in verses 24 through the remainder of the chapter.
Yeah.
He says, whosoever then heareth these sayings of mine and what? Yeah. Doeth them. Now, this chapter 7 of Matthew is the conclusion of what we call the Sermon on the Mount that Christ did.
Yeah.
And you will find that in chapters 5 and 6.
Amen.
And the Lord named off a number of things there in those two chapters. Now, he's concluding by saying, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Which built his house upon a rock.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew.
Yeah.
And it beat upon that house.
Yeah.
And it fell not.
Yeah.
Because it was founded upon the rock.
Yeah.
Jesus is the rock.
Yeah.
My God, his word is the rock. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. the wise man, Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and you do them, I will liken you unto a wise man, because he had some trouble in his life. He had some rain. He had some flood. He had some wind. But his house stood. My God. But look at the other side. He says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. You see, this is what happens week after week after week in this congregation, in the congregation up the road, in the congregation across the street. Amen. People come week after week. The preacher preaches the same message to all that are there. Yeah. Some receive it and some reject it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened in every congregation across this land. Some receive it willingly. Oh my God. Thank God for the word. And some say, this is Sunday. I'll just be glad when this is over. So I can go eat. So I can go watch football, baseball, whatever the season. So, amen. Both have had an opportunity to hear the word, or all of them. But Jesus has divided them into two classes.
That's right.
He said, now the wise one hears it and does it.
Yes.
And his house is stable because it is built on the rock. But he says, now, here we go. We got some. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, Jesus said, shall be likened unto a foolish man. Which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended. You see, the man with the house on the sand gonna face the same thing the man that built his house on the rock. They're gonna face the same thing. They're gonna face the rain, gonna face the flood, they're gonna face the wind. Amen. And the wind at times is going to gust and beat up against the house. And it says in verse 27, this man's house fell. And great was the fall of it. That's why my message today is be a hearer and a doer of the word.
Amen.
Can you tell the Lord
thanks? Thank you, Lord.
For the word tells us over in James, it says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Oh, my God. I know we know what filthiness is. Glory to God. Lay away, lay apart all filth and superfluity of naughtiness. Superfluity means abundance. You know, some of y'all real naughty. And you know, the season says some been naughty and some been nice. But he says here, lay aside all filthiness. Listen, saints of God, these are choices that you and I have to make on a daily basis. You're not going to make it one day and then it's all
right.
You have to make it. You have to make a choice today, and you may have to make that same choice tomorrow. Because Satan might leave, but he's just going to leave for a season. And he's going to come back.
Yes, he will.
So if you said no to that temptation today, you may. You just may have to say no to it tomorrow.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But when you make up in your mind that you're going to say no, 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 then you will begin to experience the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you learn to say no, then God, amen, his spirit begins to work in you to give you that strength that you need to say no. Because the enemy is going to keep pecking at you.
Yes, he will.
He's going to keep pecking.
He will.
He's trying to break you down. See, that's what Delilah did to Samson. The Bible says she went to him daily.
That's right.
Start crying and everything, breaking him down. But what make you so strong? He told her a series of lies, but she kept coming back. See, he messed up by telling the first lie.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
He should have just went on and told her, look, I'm a servant of God. That's why I'm so strong. My power will come from on high. Yeah. When he started telling her, you know, cut my hand on these things. Right. We was beamed and tie me up with new ropes and all of that, you know. Just listen, you can't play with the devil. You can't play with it.
That's right.
So James tells us, he says, lay upon, amen, all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. The abundance of being naughty. Let's just put sin right there.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All filth and sin, we got to lay it aside.
Amen.
We've got to lay it aside. Let me say that again. We've got to lay it aside.
Amen.
It's going to be a hindrance to you in your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And the last part of that verse, and we're just about finished. Amen. The last part of that verse 21, it says, after you lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, he says, and receive with meekness.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Receive with meekness the engrafted, the sure, the steadfast, amen, the infallible word of God.
Amen.
Hmm? Receive, amen, with meekness the engrafted word. What did Jesus say over in Matthew 7:21? Whoso heareth these sayings of mine, words, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. Now James said, we got to lay aside. You can't straddle the fence. If you straddle the fence, you're not on the Lord's side. He doesn't want a part-time love. Hmm? The Lord don't want a love that's just going to show up on Sunday. Glory be to God. He wants a love that's going to show up on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday. Whatever the occasion, amen, he wants, amen, one that's going to show up on his behalf. Glory to God. He wants one that's going to show up and be not just a hearer, but a doer of the word. Can you tell them all? Thank you. Amen. He said, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, amen, and receive with meekness.
All right.
Glory to God. You cannot afford, amen, to be arrogant with the Lord.
Amen.
When you come to him, you got to come to him in humility.
Amen.
You got to come to the Lord, amen, humble. Glory be to God. Because he is in charge.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate authority.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And receive the engrafted word of God. Now the last part, I've just been holding the last part because here's what the last part says. Amen. The last part says, which is able to save your soul.
Yeah.
You see the power in the word? Glory be to God. The word, hallelujah, amen, when we submit to it, it has the power to save our soul.
All right.
Now, you got to understand that your soul is going to spend eternity in heaven or hell.
Amen.
Your soul.
Amen.
Is going to spend eternity in one of the other places.
That's right.
Glory be to God. And you will be aware of it.
Yes.
You will be aware of wherever you be.
Yes.
You're going to be aware.
Yes.
Huh?
Delicate.
And the Bible lets us know that because it talks about the rich man.
Yes.
Glory be to God that had so much. Had a poor man hanging around his house and he wouldn't give the poor man anything. But the Bible said when the rich man died, glory to God, he went to hell. He woke up in hell.
Yes.
And the poor man, he died, and he was carried by angels. My God, look at the pallbearer that the poor man had. Hallelujah. Amen. They carried him to the bosom of Abraham, which was a symbol, amen, of in the presence of God.
Yeah.
But the rich man woke up.
Thank you, Jesus.
In hell.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And amen. It wasn't so bad. He was just waking up, but he felt what was going on around him.
Yeah.
He felt the heat of hell.
Amen.
And folks think it's a joke today. Huh?
Amen.
If any one word of God is true, then all of it is true.
Yeah.
Or we want to believe the part about being blessed by God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But when we don't yield to his word and we continue to resist his word, heaven will not be our home.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you. Glory to God. I love you and I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's go back to the rich man real quick. The Bible says he woke up, amen, and he said, Lord, send somebody back to tell my brothers about this place.
Because
I don't want them to come here. So that means he could feel. Glory to God. That means that he was not comfortable. He said, I don't want my brothers to come in this place. Send somebody back to tell my brother, get right. That's what he was talking about. Tell them to get right. Hallelujah. Now it's time for us to get right, church. Oh, my God. Let's go home. Because time is getting closer and closer toward the end of time. Glory to God. So many things that, amen, the Bible lays out have come to fruition already. Hallelujah. Unrest in the entire world. Glory be to God. Nobody is satisfied. No country is satisfied. Individuals are not satisfied. It's unrest everywhere. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. You saying that yourself. All this trouble I'm in, the way I feel today, I don't know how many more days I can get up feeling like this. Something's got to give. But when we yield to the word of God, hallelujah. When we become, amen, make up in our mind that we're going to become a hearer and a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Because James said, the word is able to save your soul. Let me read the rest of this chapter, then I got to get on out of here. Thank you, Jesus. This is James 1. It said, amen, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Listen, saints of God, when you come week after week and just hearing the word of God and you're not ordering your steps according to the word of God, you're just deceiving yourself.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me today?
Amen.
You're deceiving yourself.
Yes.
That's what the word says. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Just looking in the mirror is what he's talking about. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. How many of you get up in the morning and when you get ready, you're looking in the mirror, you're trying to make sure your hair's right, you know, and all your makeup or whatever. You're trying to make sure everything is right. But guess what? When you leave the mirror, you start wondering. You forget what you look like. Now, you know what you want to look like, but you don't know. You don't know whether a strand of hair is out of place, or you don't know. You don't know whether you wipe your face with your washcloth and left a piece of lint on your jaw. You don't know. That's what he says. When a person, amen, when he looks into a mirror and then he goes his way, he forgets what he looked like. And when we look into the word of God, this is the last week to read that last verse. Verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. That we go with that doing.
Yeah.
That's why I said we got to ask God to order our steps in your word.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a saying that I hear, and you probably heard it too. Accept Christ. Receive Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
That's right.
And it's all right, but here's the thing that I look at. You got to repent first.
Yeah.
You don't just accept Christ and just keep on living in sin. Christ is not accepting you. You want it mutual.
That's right.
If you accept Him, you want Him to accept you.
Yeah.
But if we don't repent of our sin, then we can call ourselves accepting Christ all we want.
Amen.
He's rejecting us until we repent.
Yeah.
People don't like to talk about repent. Huh? I don't know why, because that's what the Bible said we have to do.
That's right.
Saints have to do that. You know, the most holy folks in the hills have to repent.
Amen.
Well, they're called to repent.
Right.
When they do it or not, they're called to repent.
That's right.
Glory be to God. So listen, you can't just receive Christ. You got to repent.
Amen.
You got to turn from your sins.
Yes.
This is not a Christmas message, is it? God's word.
Yeah.
So we make it seem like, since this is Christmas, we make it seem like the Lord is Santa Claus. He just sitting up there just waiting for us to come to Him and ask Him some things.
Yeah.
Just bring me this and give me this and give me that. And you've been mad all year. You know what they tell you about Santa Claus. You're a kid, you know what they tell you about Santa Claus. You got to be good.
Right.
So we'll be good for about December. Then we'll go back to our ways. But listen, seriously, saints of God, we cannot just receive Christ. We have to repent.
Yes.
When we repent, then, hey, we can receive Him, and He receives us.
Amen.
But if we don't repent, glory to God, we're just saying, yeah, I received Him. And then I'm going on back, staying with my man where I've been staying with my woman where I've been staying. See, y'all don't want me to go down that road. Y'all don't want me to come back next season. Huh? Then down your pew, I ain't looking. I'm just looking. I received the Lord. I received the Lord after service is over. Well, I'm going to get on back and see what my man doing. Girls, I didn't know you were married. I ain't. You can't receive the Lord and go back living in sin. What did we say? Verse 21 said, it said, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And that's not the only sin. Checking is not the only sin. It's not the only wrong. Other things.
Hallelujah.
I talked to the young people about being honest. Some of us can't be honest. We just can't be honest. We some of us wish we could, but we just, our ways have just got so deceptive, we just can't be honest. We need help from the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? I was looking at cops. I'm bring this in. To stop the man, search the billfold. He had a real little small pack of weed in his billfold. He said, it's not mine. Clear officer, it is not mine. My friend had my wallet and put that in. The officer said, look, just stop. I'm a police officer. Said, don't try to run that by me. So people just can't be honest. And these are things that we have to shed in our life. We have to lay them apart. We have to lay them aside.
All
right. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And receive with meekness the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we receive the word of God with meekness, then the word of God will begin to clean us up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I said the word of God will clean us up. So as I come to a close today, I want you to make up in your mind, amen, we're almost going out of this year, that you are going to be a hearer and a doer of the word. Amen. Because the word is able, as James said there in verse 21, the word is able to save your soul. Amen. Your soul has to spend eternity somewhere, and you are make up in your mind. You want to reign with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Will you stand with us today?
Yeah.
number and he says, come on in and receive your reward.
Yeah.
Amen. The rich man, you get your prayer. You extend an invitation. There was somebody here today who wanted to join the church. Glory to God. Want to become a part of the body of Christ. It's a process. Today would just be one step. Today would not be the conclusion.